he's on the end of the line.
I found it.
Yeah, Drake, I don't know what's going on there, but you are not making it. Just a couple of quick blurbs and then the courtesy tone a bunch of times.
I kept forgetting to switch to the right receiver for the area that I'm in.
Okay, I'm making you out now, but still a lot of noise.
I'm out towards South Boardman now.
Alright, you're getting better. Go ahead and take it.
Okay. Now, I was going to concur with your thoughts on the APRS function on those radios. I don't really care for the Fusion. Kind of eh. The only issue I really have with Fusion is the poor soundstage. It's just, it doesn't handle different volume levels at all. DMR handles it just fine. P25 handles it just fine. It's all the same vocoder. I don't know what they're doing differently that makes it so bad at handling loud things, but it just doesn't do it. But yeah. The FT5D does really good for APRS. The only issue I have with it is the battery life gets kind of iffy when you run the GPS and APRS at the same time. You might get 6-7 hours. That sound about right, Adam?
Yeah, the FT5D does not have super great battery life. I've actually been looking at buying a couple of spare batteries just for that reason. But the only other handheld that I know of that has the APRS functionality built in like that is the Kenwood, whatever that Kenwood is that has D-Star. And the FT5D blows that thing out of the water as far as battery life goes. That Kenwood radio, you get like 2 or 3 hours on it and it's dead. I never liked that radio. But, yeah, I mean, you're certainly not going to get, you know, 10, 12 hours on the FT5D running APRS. You're going to have to either have a charger or a second battery.
Well, I'm going to blow you guys right out of the water. That any tone, because it's not scanning, I have a lock just on APRS. It does pretty good, believe it or not. You know, I mean, it's sitting over in the window. Oh, no, it's still in the charger, but I could go 2 days, 3 days almost on a full battery charge-up. I mean, for what little it's doing, and it's just strictly doing the APRS. It's got locked on there, and I've really liked the supply of that. It's just unbelievable, but yeah, I know a lot of comments on YouTube where get the bigger batteries. People are making them too and stuff, because I had to do that with the FT70 as well. So there we go. Okay, guys, well, hey, I'm going to let you go. You guys can continue on, but thank you for your views and opinions, gentlemen. And over to you, Drake, NADMH, KCAVSU.